Back home, a new poll has revealed more than half of New South Wales voters support extending Sydney's lockout laws, and they think that this could happen across the rest of the state. The Reachtel poll shows three quarters of 18 to 34-year-olds support the 1:30 a.m. lockouts in King's Cross and parts of the CBD and think it could go further. Another new report from the Foundation for Alcohol and Research and Education has taken aim at opponents of the lockout, saying that the impact of the laws on King's Cross has been exaggerated. Well, let's check in with the chief executive of the King's Cross Liquor Accord, Doug Grand, who's on the line. G'day, Doug.
Good afternoon, Ben.
The impact on the cross has been exaggerated, they say. What do you say?
It's disappointing they say that. There's over 20 venues closed. There's another venue closed last week in Darling, there's Hinky Dinks, which is a small bar. And obviously small bars are being encouraged to change some of the offer in Sydney. So that's really disappointing. So, you know, we've seen the effects. The area is struggling and it needs rebalancing.
It's impossible to miss all of the four lease signs in the cross area.
It is. And if, when you read some of these reports, it would be helpful if they maybe communicate with people like ourselves and we actually walk them through the area so they can actually speak to some of the business owners.
What do you put it down to when you read those survey results? I know it's only a small number being surveyed, but three quarters of 18 to 34-year-olds say they like the lockouts. I thought young people didn't like the lockouts.
I don't think so either. I mean, if you look at the march that happened earlier in the year with 10,000 people, you know, again, maybe it's a selective question. I don't know. I don't know what the survey actually said. But, Sydney's vibrancy is gone. I think everybody recognises that, and it certainly needs rebalancing.
The review of the lockout laws is due shortly. What are you guys hoping for out of that review?
Well, look, there was it's obviously captured people's mindset. There were 1,856 applications, and it's an independent review, which we've got great confidence in. It'll be fair and balanced with the Carlin review.
All right, we'll wait for the review to come out. It's going to be momentarily. Thank you very much for your time, Doug.
Thanks, Ben.
Doug Grand, Chief Executive of the King's Cross Liquor Accord.